Hello and welcome to the MAD Podcast, the Middle-Aged Drummer Podcast, where we'll be discussing the trials and tribulations of being a drummer or a musician in today's ever-changing musical landscape. Today is April 25th, 2016, and this is our first podcast, so we hope everybody's listening and everybody has an opinion and everybody's going to want to chime in and offer their two cents. So, what are we mad about? What are we sad about? I'm a baby boomer. My name is Dave Rodway, and I'm a baby boomer. And I am a little concerned with fulfilling my musical ambitions right now. I know that I constantly look for great players or better players so I can write and create maybe new music. I sure don't want to play in bars till 1 o'clock in the morning, playing blues or rock and roll or cover tunes. Yes, there's a great place for that and there's a great time for that, but I've done that because I've been a professional musician for so long that I just don't really want to do that anymore. Wouldn't it be great to find some great players and to create some new things? There's plenty of new music out there created by older people, not just the new music that's going around, the popular stuff. What's called new music isn't necessarily music at all. I am a drummer, and I do a little singing, as you can probably tell by my golden voice, ha ha ha. But it is a struggle to find like-minded professional players who want to create new stuff. You know, I don't necessarily need to get paid the way I used to make ends meet, but I definitely am curious to find players who want to do what I want to do. And that has been a challenge. So I get a little mad about that. And I bring that information to the situations that I'm in with other players. For example, I play in a jazz trio with some older guys like myself. And we definitely share stories about our frustrations and our concerns about playing or not playing or losing gigs or the venues that are closing. Sundays, yesterday was Sunday, and we went to show up at the gig, our regular gig, at an Italian restaurant that we play. You know, we make $25. I don't mind the money. I don't care about the money as much as I care about creating. And this jazz trio that I play in, we play jazz standards, which is normally kind of boring. But what we do that's different is that each player takes a solo in almost all the songs. There's a guitar solo, there's a bass solo, there's a little drum solo. And we're playing at quiet volume. Sometimes I use brushes, sometimes I use hot rods. You know, when we play bassas or sambas, sometimes I'll use the cross stick with a regular drumstick. But we do get to create. In any event, we show up to the gig yesterday and we find out that the club owner forgot to renew his cabaret license. So that is the last gig we're going to play there until further notice. Period. See? That really kind of makes me mad. You know? Less and less importance is put on the musicians and the live entertainment nowadays. And maybe I'm just a grumpy old man, but, you know, I think I have, I think I may be onto something. And again, I want to hear from you guys. If you're hearing this podcast, I'm going to put contact information up here and I want to hear from you and I want to know what you're thinking in your part of town. I'm in San Diego, California. I'm originally from New York. The last time I lived in New York was 2014. And there's tons of stuff going on there that just isn't going on here. And I wonder if it really is a geographical situation. But anyway, you know, I'm going to want to hear from you guys. One of the reasons why I started the podcast is because of the 2016. We're seeing a lot of musicians pass away. Some are old, some are young. Prince, 57 years old. Okay, he's a baby boomer. David Bowie, okay. Merle Haggard, Gato Barbieri. Frank Sinatra Jr., you know, Keith Emerson, you know, I know some younger cats are passing away as well. In fact, about 15,000 people a day die worldwide. So it's no surprise that people are passing away. But these musicians remind me that I need to get a little proactive here. You know, if I'm uncomfortable with the way things are going, I want to change what my experience is, you know. I do some writing. I do some recording. You know, it's certainly not great, but, you know, I want to create and I want an opportunity to share that in a live experience, you know, like it used to be. In the 70s, come on, man, there was some great bands going on, 70s, 80s, you know, and then we have the inventions coming along, you know, I think that social media and the inventions that have come along, you know, if we look at Google was invented in 1998, so that was a really cool thing. I didn't get a computer till 1995. You know, some people got computers in the 80s. I wasn't one of those people. You know, Wikipedia was invented in 2001. Okay, awesome. So now I have Google and Wikipedia. I could start questioning culture and the environment around me. You know, then MySpace in 2003 is invented. That's great. So now I have a way of communicating with other musicians. And then Facebook in 2004, you know, YouTube, 2005, that was a real change for us musicians, and people wanted to be internet famous. Twitter, 2006, the first iPhone, the first smartphone wasn't invented until 2007, and, you know, since all these inventions came around, less and less is made of the live musical experience, and we know that. And the trick is, can we get it back? I would like to think so. I would like to think so. And I would like to know what you think. You know, I don't mind getting $25 a gig, you know, even in the 70s, you know, getting paid hasn't changed much. You know, there have been times, you know, I've been on two major labels, I've toured, I've recorded, I've made tons of money, I've made no money. That doesn't concern me as much as the disappearing live experience and the lack of value put on that very thing by club owners, by venues, you know, that kind of thing. So I want to hear from you guys. Let me know what you're thinking. And I hope that this podcast, along with others, will reach many people. And we can open a dialogue, open a discussion, and hopefully make some changes. Once again, my name is Dave Rodway. You can go to daverodway.com and learn more about me. And hopefully I'll hear from you and learn more about you. In the meantime, that's it for our first podcast. Some podcasts are going to be longer. Some are going to be shorter. I'm going to interview some local musicians and maybe even some not-so-local musicians. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted. You keep me posted. That's it for now. Thanks for plugging in. I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.